And a goat, they bleat. Mm-hmm. But a calf, he'll bat. No, that's a sheep will bat. What does a calf supposed to do? They bawl, but they don't bawl like a cow.
What does a cow do? Like at feeding time, what kind of a sound does a cow make at feeding time?
Well, they do more like a cow will moan and bawl and moan for the calf, and then the calf will answer, and he sort of got you can tell a calf. When he answers, you can tell his voice from a young one to an old one. It's different, but they'll stand out and just. But I've heard them bawl around a stockyard and sale barn, and it's awful. But what they call it, rather than just bawling.
Well, that's what I mean, bawling.
They just bawl, I guess.
What about when it's feeding time and you come out to feed the cow? That sound that it makes then, kind of a gentle sound. You call that.
Mooing, they moo all right, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's all about mooing. Mm-hmm. And the old cow will moo for a calf a whole lot. You'll hear them do that, and they'll stand around and at feeding time. They'll see you come out with a load of feed, and they can't get to you. Well, you know, if they're on the other side of the fence or somewhere, they'll moo and try to get to that feed.
Uh-huh. What about horses at feeding time? What do you call the sound they make?
Well, they nicker, all right, but they nicker more or less for one another, answering one another.
Oh.
They nicker for one another. That's their way they talk to one another. I'd think they more nicker in the way they talk to one another, where they invite one another over. You can take a team down the pasture, two of them is called teams. Two of them together, they call a team, and then one together, just a single horse. But anyway, you can turn a newer horse out and they'll nicker. Mm-hmm. And then there's others maybe will answer, and they'll nicker back. Mm-hmm. And then they'll come and sort of make friend folks together. They know they belong together. They know they're supposed to talk together, and they have a way of relationship, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way they kind of talk
to me.
Well, now, what would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Oh, setting hen. She'd be what to call a setting hen. And you can tell her when she gets off because she'll cluck.
Uh-huh.
She won't cackle no more until after she gets through setting. She just clucks around all. And as long as she's raising her babies, she'll just cluck to them. But then as she gets them raised, then she'll start in maybe laying another lamb. She'll start in back cackling again, she'll quit her clucking and everything. If they want to get rid of those chickens, they don't cluck no more until they're set again.
What would you call that piece of chicken that they would get, and after they'd eat the meat off of it, they'd want to do?
Pull a bone?
Yeah. What was it they'd want to pull it? What was they trying to do?
Well, they want to find out, see where. I didn't ask you the other day, but I guess I better not. What you do, you put them on the table and see which one's going to marry first.
Oh, that's how they do it.
Yeah, and the one that gets the shortest one, he or she the one supposed to marry first.
The one that gets the short end?
Uh-huh. You always get the shortest one, didn't you?
I don't remember. I never could remember which one was which.
No, the long one would be the longest time to get married, and the shortest one would be the shortest
time.
Sure,
that makes sense.
You're supposed to get married first if you got the short end. A lot of them will fool around and put their finger in them so they'd be sure you dropped, you be sure you broke yours off on the short end. They used to do that all the time. That was what they called a pulley bone.